Hello and welcome to today's ABA podcast. Today we're talking about embedded banking. I want to start right in by introducing our guest. My name is Sharon Whitaker. I'm vice president at American Bankers Association, and it really is my pleasure to welcome Tomer Guriel, co-founder and CEO of EasyBob. Tomer, rather than me going into introduction what this is about, why don't you talk a little bit about yourself first and tell us about today's markets?
Hi, Sharon. Thank you very much for having me here. Looking forward about this podcast. So Tomer Guriel, I used to be an ex-banker at JP Morgan in investment banking, then moved to some private equity until I had a crazy idea about building solution for SMEs, digital solution end-to-end, fully automated. We started it in UK, and we started as a balance sheet lender to begin with. And only in 2017, we actually pivoted into a B2B solution, selling our solution to financial institutions, the banks predominantly, especially for the tier one banks. So this is like in a nutshell what is EasyBob journey was all about. And I think this gives us some kind of uniqueness because we understand the business needs of a digital solution for the banks because we've been there and we know it. In terms of the market, and this is a very good question, I mean, obviously post-COVID, there are a lot of changes in the market. Obviously, the COVID period shows everyone that the self-service, both from the customer point of view and also from the operational point of view, it's a must and not nice to have. And I think that all the digitalization kind of processes, migration actually moved to a much more needed process rather than, you know, a migration over a period of time. Another thing that we see in the market is also the fact the availability of third-party data sources for open banking like Plaid and the rest that can be data about fraud, about AML and KYC, about business information going from accounting software to even tax data, bank accounts, payment data, transaction data. So the market is becoming very kind of wealthy in terms of the data available electronically without the needs of the customers to provide it. And also the ability to validate it makes it also easier. So these two trends actually move the market along with now the AI that everybody's talking about. This is also a way to enhance the decision making of the financial institution, the banks, to actually make a better decisions that they could have done yesterday. So those trends actually helps, you know, the banks to move forward. What we see in the US is that on the SME side, the level of digitalization is quite low, is around 50% when you look at the banks. So there is a very still a long way for the banks to move on. When I say 50% digitalization, it's also mean that those that claim that they are digitalized sometimes is just push the paper faster. So again, I think what you're going to see in the US for the next few years is very intensive investment into digitalizing every aspect of the bank, predominantly on the customer journey and also on the operational side, on the decisioning side. And that's where actually EasyBob plays a very important part.
Excellent. Let's jump into it. I think that it really sounds like EasyBob is really a breakthrough through digital lending, and it's going to enable fast approvals and funding. But I want to get to what every bank and borrower wants. I want a little bit more depth here, if you don't mind, Tomer. I'm going to ask you a question about the EasyBob platform. Exactly what does it do? Can you educate me a little bit more on that?
Yes. So the EasyBob platform, when we started as a one box that includes a few very important pillars. The first pillar is the onboarding, is really the UI, the UX to support the journey for a customer, irrespective to the type of the product that he wants to offer, whether or not this is a term loan, line of credit, credit cards, and so on and so forth. The second pillar was the data enrichment. This is where we go to a third-party data source to collect the data electronically. The third element was the decisioning. And the decisioning we have at EasyBob, we have sort of like the rejection rules, and we have a rule engines to allow us to screen the customers rather quickly. But then we also have the scoring model, the affordability model, the pricing model. All of that gets into our decisioning pillar. The fourth pillar is the activation. Is once an offer has been made and you want to activate the loan or to open the bank accounts, you need to activate that. And EasyBob also support that with that fourth pillar. And the fifth pillar is basically the entire servicing, which include the loan management services and also the transfer and collection of the money. So this is, in a nutshell, the box that we used to have when we initially were a lender ourselves. But then working with the bank, we understand that we need to be much more flexible. we took that box and we start breaking those pillars to a very nano services solution to allow the banks to use their existing digital solution within our solution. So we truly have an embedded banking solution where we don't force the bank to change anything. So the banks already invested a lot of money into digitalization. We don't want them to throw it away. We want to actually embed it as part of our solution. And also whether or not it's the bank or third party, for us, we're indifferent. I think that what is important about the EasyBob, it's a modular solution with an orchestration platform that can allow the banks not to offer a single product, but a multiple product, both on the SME side and, by the way, on the retail side. And in addition to that, is also supporting different kind of user case. So for an example, in SME, you have limited company, you have partnership. Each one of them requires a different kind of flow, a journey for the customers to actually apply for a certain kind of facility. I tell you like that, Sharon, you know, I like to see today the market very similar to the beginning time of the telephone. So when we used to make a telephone and you have the operator behind the scene, you know, plugging the different kind of wires, it was very simple when it was a single kind of phone call. But then when you start having a collection and et cetera, and other kind of complicated kind of calls, the operator got really confused and it's become very kind of complex kind of process. And therefore, automation start getting into that kind of process. EasyBob is exactly that automation kind of process. So the CTOs in most of the banks are being asked to implement a certain product. Then they're asked to do another product. But then they realize that the initial product that they initiated didn't take into account the second product. And then they start having themselves, you know, busy with too many solutions at the same time. And with EasyBob solution, we have the orchestration platform that can actually support the multiple kind of product that you need, the multiple user that you need, and multiple risk decisioning for the different kind of product that you want to have. It gives you a lot of flexibility to the banks to actually implement not a single product, but a multiple product and really help them to migrate a full digitalization solution for their own customers and for their own employees and professionals in the bank.
I have to tell you how you just described that. You just made it so simple and for a very complex system. So I really think you did it, just knocked out of the ballpark with that description. I want to get into, as this fabulous system is coming to play that you've built, what experience do you have working with tier one organizations?
So to begin with, because we started as a lender ourselves and then moved to the B2B, I was a bit skeptic that, you know, T1 will be attracted to the EasyBob solution because of our reputation and because of many kind of aspects related to working with fintech. But EasyBob from the beginning was very attracted by T1 banks and other financial institutions. You know, we have experience working with the Amex of the world, with PayPal of the world, with NatWest, which is the largest bank in the US, Intesa Sanpaolo, the largest bank in Italy. Also North America, we're working with one of the top three banks in North America. So I think that, again, our experience with T1 is quite extensive. So when you look at other kind of players, they mostly start with sort of like lower tiers, moving into the first tier. I think first tier needs a lot of customization. You know, they have very profound system, legacy system that they spend a lot of time. They have the entire operation and the business governance, you know, to support that kind of thing. So they need a lot of flexibility. Therefore, the modularity of our solution provide them this kind of value to be embedded into their kind of solution. So I think that's one of the things. Second, they need to have a bank-grade solution. They need to rely on this solution, whether or not this is on the security side, on the code side and performance. And I think that this is exactly where we invested and we got into a level that today EasyBob is a sort of like bank-grade solution. Also from regulatory point of view, whether or not this is ISO, SOC or GDPR and all the other kind of requirements that we need to have. The third kind of things, I think they need T1 need more than one solution. So they're looking for, they don't want to work with many like EasyBob. They prefer to work like one EasyBob that can actually support them on multiple kind of products. So I think that's exactly where we come to a place. And finally, I think they need to have a solution that can actually walk them through into the digitalization kind of process. So they don't want to have a full automation from day one. They want to start with something that is more kind of enhancing their solution and slowly by learning and understanding exactly the result of that implementation of that solution, they start actually loosening up, you know, the manual part of their business moving into more automated side. So I think it's exactly what they're looking, because some of the solution do not allow to do it. It's either automated or not. Finally, I think it's all about the decisioning, right? I mean, at the end of the day, there's the scores, especially in current economy, you know, when inflation is high, interest is high, and so on and so forth, you need to have the ability to provide sort of like an utmost kind of decisioning capability for the bank to use. I can give you an example working with T1 Bank in the UK Metro Bank. For an example, when COVID actually hit the market, you know, and we had to change, you know, the risk element and basically scrap all the entertainment industry, you can do it very quickly with the EasyBob solution. We're talking about minutes. We don't talk about a month or years where it's happened in the bank. So I think one of the things that we bring, and by the way, with Metro Bank, because of the government support, we basically helped them to issue £1.7 billion in a matter of 3 months. So that's quite an extensive and robust kind of solution to help the banks to actually cater for the customers. And I think that's when I look at the tier one, I think that this is the case. It's very important to tell the tier one thing. You know, the old time working with the traditional kind of tech providers that we take you few years to implement something and then to run it, it's over. Now it's not matter of month. It can be even matter of weeks. EasyBob have, by the way, a solution, we call it Express, for lower tier banks that actually in a matter of couple of weeks, you can be up and running because it's everything configurable. It's already connected to the right data source. You only need to build, configure your own kind of look and feel, the journey, the flow, and that's it. And the system will allow you to make a decision instantly. So I think that the world is changing. I mean, EasyBob is actually a good example for a company with a solution that for the banks, no more spending, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars to implement a solution. It's less costly. It takes time to market very fast, exactly, you know, in the spirit of today's period, that everything is instant, everything is fast, and you need to have something, because tomorrow there will be another kind of new technology or new product that you need to bring into the market. And you need to have a solution that is also integrative to other kind of solution. And this is exactly what we develop.
Well, that's a great explanation of it. And as I think through what you're saying, can you maybe give me a little bit more on what makes EasyBob different?
Yes. So I think to begin with, as I said before, our orchestration platform, I think that's a very, maybe one, number one value, number two value for EasyBob. Because again, as I said, the complexity of supporting multiple product and multiple use case is getting much more difficult. And we took us, you know, for 1 year and a half just to architecture, to draw the architecture, the new architecture of the EasyBob, the old EasyBob. Not talking about the actual investment that we had to make in order to do that. So you need to actually have a solution that can orchestrate your needs, not only the exact need of today, but also for tomorrow. The second kind of things about EasyBob, I think, is rooted into our decisioning. We have a very profound decisioning capabilities that allow the banks to actually build their own ruling, their own rules quite easily. I'm talking about, you know, it's configurable. So we're not talking about coding, et cetera. They can actually create any rules instantly. If they want to lend to somebody with only blue eyes or dark hair, they can do it right on the spot very, very easily. But also is the ability to support all the risk tools that usually banks work, can be SaaS, can be R, can be a lot of, there can be regression analysis, it can be a neural network. EasyBob actually allows the bank to use any kind of decisioning and scoring that the bank needs. By the way, going back to the question before, another value is that we don't force the bank to use our risk models. Actually, we don't have a risk model. The risk model belongs to the banks. So we just give the bank sort of like a tool to build their risk model into our system in order to make the decision on a real-time basis. So at the end of the day, the risk is belong to the bank. None of the risk and decisioning modules will be the same with one bank to another, because there's so many elements that can be different, and also so many elements that you need to configure with some third party that you're working with for AML, KYC, fraud, authentication, that each bank, depends on its appetite, can configure its own way. So we allow the banks to have really a very powerful decisioning tool including the onboarding that you need to do, including the data that you need to make those decisions, to make a better decision, faster decision, and a scale decision that they can scale the business. So now, I mean, we can come to a community bank, for an example, and make them available across the nation. You know, it's not anymore a branch related. So in that sense, our capability is in the sense that we can provide them all these kind of values along with multiple kind of risk models. So for an example, if they want to have a risk model for certain different than geographic, certain for different type of, they can build different kind of risk model to each one of them in our solution. And again, mainly in configurable way.
That makes total sense. And I mean, as you look at, you know, your strategic plans as our banks come and reach forward, I think that this really, this EasyBob solution could be wonderful. So thank you. This has been a really great discussion today. I know I've learned so much about EasyBob, a platinum member of ABA, and I thank you for that. And I thank you for your time. My last question, if somebody wants to learn more around today's conversation, how should they get in touch with you, Tomer?
Simple. Go to our website, easybob.com. That's it. And you can learn and contact us. And Sharon, hey, I enjoy it as well. You know, it's always a pleasure, you know, talking about the things that you love, the things that you care. And I truly believe that we're making a difference in this world by giving access to capital, to SMBs, to retails, with a much easier way in the palm of the hand. So, I mean, I'm very excited about it. I can talk forever. But thank you very much, Aaron.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you.